Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. I hope you're ready to get a little weirded out here, friends, because what's happening over in other countries right now is beginning to happen in a major way. Mask off. They are exhibiting themselves. For a long time they've been doing now what they are saying. And I want to say this in contrast to that, and what I've always said, according to the Word of God, Matthew 7:16, judge them by their fruits. Actions speak a lot louder than their words. Well, guess what? They've been speaking a lot louder than words for a long time, but now their words are starting to line up with their fruit, as if they're not afraid as to what is taking place, not just in this country, but across the world. I'll get to that in just a moment. What I want to do is I want to premise this on the lies. The government wants you to believe everything that they're saying. Since when did they tell you the truth? Okay, John 8:44. Put it up to scriptures, and you will understand exactly what I'm talking about. John 8:44. Read it when you get a moment. In 1917, Congressman Oscar Calloway entered a disturbing statement into the Congressional Record. J.P. Morgan, who happened to be Time Man of the Year, was a banker, a steel tycoon, and a bully. And what he did is he hired 12 high-ranking news managers to determine the most influential newspapers in America. J.P. Morgan wanted to know how many newspapers it would take in 1917, not 2021, to control the policy, to control the information that you get, to control the policy of the daily press of the United States of America. The 12 found that it was only necessary to purchase the control of 25 of the greatest papers in 1917 to control the narrative. It started here and then it went globally. An agreement was reached. The policy of the papers was bought and paid for, and an editor was placed at each paper to ensure that all published information was in keeping of the new policy. Not what the facts are, not what the truth is. So in other words, friends, what are they trying to do? They're trying to rearrange reality to become the reality that they want you to believe in, and it's exactly what's happening today. Matter of fact, friends, remember, our Constitution is made for a moral and a Christian people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. I say this quite often. What good are these politicians who are lawyers, a majority of them, who have no reference to God, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, in their decision-making, as they call it, in legislative moves? If they don't know right from wrong, how is it that they don't know, or should I say this, how is it that the American people are confused? You need to understand, first and foremost, it's they themselves are confused. Read Daniel 9:7. Now, let me go back just a moment again. If they don't know the presupposition that God is, how is it that they come up with their decisions? It's based on man's opinion, okay? And it's not a biblical view of government. It is a evolutionary view of government. They believe that your rights, which are really privileges, come from them, when in fact they do not. And if they would take the time to know the difference, they put their hand on the Bible and they swear to God and man that they'll uphold the Constitution, the enumerated laws found within. But they don't put two and two together. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing now. Okay? I also want to remind you, those that are decrying Christianity, whose morality is so sublime and pure, which ensures to the good internal, eternal happiness, are undermining the solid foundation of morals. This is what's happening in government. Because you need to understand that Christianity is the best security for the duration of free governments. Without that, you're going to get messed up. And this is what's happening today in this country. Put that up against, in contrast, to 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now, I want you to listen to this carefully, because this is what I am premising my show on today. Our job is to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. This is Richard Salent in 1933. He's the former president of CBS News. Let me say it again. Our job is to give people not what they want, the truth, but what we decide they ought to have. See, this is why I continuously point my finger at corrupt politicians working hand in glove with the mainstream media, because they are. And I just got done sharing with you the quote from Richard Salent, who said, our job is to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. Remember, it was Walter Cronkite that said, news reporters are certainly liberal in a negative sense and left of center, as if to suggest they have a lawful standing in American government or in the press if they're subversive. They do not. Remember what Herman Dismore said in 1950. He said, by the way, he was the foreign editor of the New York Times. He's the guy that said the New York Times is on purpose deliberately pitched to the liberal negative sense point of view. This is how you're getting your information outside of outlets such as the one that you're listening to right now. Listen to what Richard Cohen said, senior producer of CBS Political News. Listen carefully as to what he said. He said, we are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with issues and subjects that we choose to deal with. Not what the facts are. Not what the facts are, friends. You need to understand. Remember that of Amber Lyne, who came out and said that she was ordered by CNN to report fake stories, to delete unfriendly stories adverse to the current administration? And then she found out and she broadcasted, promulgated to the people in the United States of America that CNN's content is paid by foreign and the U.S. government for reporting on some events and not on others. This is how you're getting your information. And finally, as I tee this up for our content in our show today, Dr. Udo Ufkat said, the entire mainstream media is totally fake. These are the people that are telling you, you've got to put on your seatbelt for what I'm going to show you and what I'm going to play for you after this next break. And I kid you negative, because they are all out, friends, showing you exactly and saying exactly who they are. Dr. Udo Ufkat said, the entire mainstream media is totally fake. Taught to lie, to betray the people and not tell the truth to the public. The CIA gets control over all of the majority of journalists. If you remember right, when I had former CIA agent on the radio with us, who's a friend of mine, Kevin Shipp, I asked him the question about William Casey, who used to be the former CIA director, you know, the American version of the Gestapo. This was back in the 80s. He said, William Casey did, we'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. That is what I'm premising this conversation on. On the other side, I'm going to show you during a press release where the government is saying, you better believe us because we have all truth source and nobody else does, only us. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Okay, so let's kick this off. 1-866-582-9933. You want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe to that page. 10 to 15 articles over there combating the lies in the mainstream media. Go to the right side of the page, you'll find Tim Brown's morning show, my afternoon show there. Also go over to that of beforeitsnews.com, my friend Michael Roach's page, beforeitsnews.com, and go to the left of the left top side of the page and join us on social media platforms. Again, if not, give us a call, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And there's a whole lot of this going on, friends. You're too ridiculously ignorant to think for yourselves, and that's exactly why Charles Spurgeon made that point long, long ago. Folks, we must do our own due diligence to understand as to what we're up against. Know the Word of God. Know the U.S. Constitution. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period. And I say this and reiterate the point over and over until it gets from your head to the heart, because God speaks to the heart, friends, not the head. Okay, so I want you to listen to this. This was from yesterday. This is Jen Psaki, Mark Zuckerberg's twin sister. And I want you to listen carefully as to what she said. Remember what I just said during the first segment, premising this whole show on what I'm going to share with you even now. I hope you're sitting down. If not, that's okay. I know a lot of people are driving in over 153 cities across the country, as well as 53 countries. Check this out across the world. Check this out, friends.
Hence, we are quite focused on communicating directly with those people. Hence, our special guest today about why it's important to get vaccinated, why these vaccines are safe, why they can still kill you, even if you are under the age of 27.
She wasn't supposed to say that.
Our messaging.
She'll say it again.
Quite
listen.
Focused. Hence, we are quite focused on communicating directly with those people. Hence, our special guest today about why it's important to get vaccinated, why these vaccines are safe, why they can still kill you even if you are under the age of 27. We need to be clear and direct about our messaging.
We need to be clear and direct about our messaging.
Hence, we are quite focused
on communicating. How many times, friends? How many times have we heard their messaging? How many, literally, tens of thousands of times. Every break, friends, you are being inundated with their propaganda. Oh, just hang on a second. This is line upon line, precept upon precept. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Going over to that, piggybacking as to what Mark Zuckerberg's twin sister said, Jen Psaki, right? That's her name. That's what we're told, right? Go over to Health Impact News. What do you find? Censored. The CDC records almost 12,000 deaths in 7 months following COVID-19, I'm adding, experimental injections. I'm not making this up. This is brand new information. July 16th, that's today, 2021. 12,000 deaths in 7 months following the experimental injections. What Jen Psaki just got done telling you was exactly right. She blurted the truth out in her confusion. She didn't mean to say what she said. And I bet you, friends, she got reprimanded in a big way for saying what she said. Did you hear about the 12,000 deaths in 7 months following COVID injections? Absolutely not. You ready for this one? So this is Jen Psaki again, the White House press secretary, Mark Zuckerberg's twin sister, if it's not him. You know what? In these times, it's not even funny to say that because it is questionable, isn't it? But people are going around talking about this is his sister. Well, let's see what happens here. But listen to what she has to say. Okay, listen to what she has to say once again, because, friends, this is dangerous stuff happening. Check this out. Oh, we'll do that again.
It's important to take. So about, I think this was a question asked before, there's about 12 people who are producing 65% of anti-vaccine misinformation on social media platforms.
Okay, now listen.
All of them remain active on Facebook, despite some even being banned on other platforms, including Facebook, ones that Facebook owns. Third, it's important to take faster action against harmful posts. As you
are
all
you listening?
Know, information travels quite quickly on social media
confirming
platforms.
Confirming what Bradley
sometimes
said,
it's not accurate, and Facebook needs to move more quickly to remove harmful.
Facebook needs to move more quickly to remove harmful misinformation about vaccinations. See, when I told you, friends, they lost the narrative long ago, I meant what I said, and I knew it to be true. I've said this 100 times. If folks would just listen the first time they hear it, you can rest assured it's just a matter of time before it comes to the surface or comes to the light. Luke 12:2. Read it when you get a moment. What am I talking about? Jen Psaki is talking about their unholy marriage between government and big tech. Do you understand? The government is using big tech to censor their political opposition, as we have always said. These are the ones that gave them the unconstitutional Section 230 in the first place to censor their political opposition. She just got done telling you what we have been blowing the trumpets on. In concerning the narrative that they've been setting, what we have been exposing for months in this country, friends. I want you to listen.
Violative posts
to counter the narrative. No, this is dictatorship. This is a violation of the First Amendment. How come it is, friends, they're not showing you this? How come they're not showing you that the CDC recorded 12,000 deaths in 7 months? And for me to tell you that there's been 12,000 people killed by these experimental vaccinations is the very thing they want censored so you don't receive the information when it comes to you deciding as to what it is you want and what it is that you're not going to have a part of. This is dangerous. This is a dangerous precedent. But again, she is exhibiting exactly what we shared with you concerning the government's part in using big tech to attack their political opposition. Let's finish this out.
Within their policies for removal often remain up for days. That's too long. The information spreads too quickly. Finally, we have proposed they promote quality information sources in their feed algorithm. Facebook has
promote quality
that they have the leverage.
No, promote what they say and nothing else.
Effectively do this in their algorithm over low quality information, and they've chosen
low
not to use
quality
it in
information.
Certainly.
Now, friends, I started this show out giving you quote after quote from the mainstream media. Dr. Udall Ufcott told us that the entire mainstream media is totally fake, okay? They're the ones giving us misinformation, the ones that are telling you the truth the government is attacking illegally. Dr. Udall Ufcott told us taught to lie, to betray the people and not tell the truth to the public, okay? But you have Jen Psaki here saying, we are asking Facebook and big tech company to basically censor our political opposition when it comes to the narrative concerning these experimental vaccinations. Let me ask you again the question, friends. Did you hear on the mainstream media that the CDC, the corrupt CDC, has reported 12,000 deaths in 7 months? No, you didn't hear that, okay? And these are the ones that are now telling you that, listen, whatever we say is the truth, whatever anybody else says objectively to our narrative is not the truth, and we're asking big tech companies to shut them down. Now do you understand what's going on, friends? Now do you see who the responsible party is? This is a violation of the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Just hang on a second. You're going to see what's going on in different countries, New Zealand, in France right now, and the things that what they call leaders, they're representatives. They're not leaders. They're representatives of the law to the people in servitude towards the people. They are not their dictators. Is going to shock you. But look what's happening here, friends. They're not hiding it any longer. I'm going to play the duration of this one more time. Listen carefully.
So about, I think this was a question asked before, there's about 12 people who are producing 65% of anti-vaccine misinformation on social media platforms. All of them remain active on Facebook, despite some even being banned on other platforms, including Facebook, ones that Facebook owns. Third, it's important to take faster action against harmful posts. As you all know, information travels quite quickly
harmful
on social
posts.
Media platforms. Sometimes it's not accurate, and Facebook needs to move more quickly to remove harmful, violative posts.
Okay, now I also want you to think about this, but yet somehow or another, Donald Trump, with the law on his side, Article 2, Section 3, in reference to Article 6, Section 2, in reference to Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, Donald couldn't do the right thing, but somehow or another, the American people are led to believe that the current administration, if you want to call it that, has the power to do the wrong thing. And the reason they get away with that is because it shows you the majority of the people in this country are allowing them to do the wrong in the face of the law. In America, if you are truly we the people, you are truly one nation under God, you would understand your position as being the law and the strength of the law. And if that was the case, we wouldn't be listening to this today. Because I'll tell you this, your dad and mom would have never in a million years put up with what you're putting up with today. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We'll be right back.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is reiterating that social media platforms need to step up their game to address misinformation online. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki complaining to reporters that she continues to see posts that coronavirus vaccines cause infertility among women. Psaki calling this troubling and dangerous to public health because experts have disproved that narrative. Psaki adding social media platforms need to be more vigilant when it comes to banning people spreading misinformation.
Robust enforcement strategies that bridge their properties and provide transparency about rules. You shouldn't be banned from one platform and not others if you afford providing misinformation out there. Taking faster action against harmful posts.
An indoor mask mandate goes into effect in Los Angeles starting Saturday night at 11:59 p.m. USA Radio News. New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo is set to be questioned by state investigators on Saturday.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is to be interviewed on Saturday by investigators with the state attorney general's office, which are looking into sexual harassment allegations against him. The Democratic governor has been accused by several women of inappropriate touching and offensive remarks. He's apologized and said he's learned an important lesson about his behavior around women. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The NFL says each team will play at least one international game every 8 years. That will start next year, and more places around the globe will be added to the current rotation. The league says that includes holding games in Canada and South America. More European cities will be added as well. This year's games in London feature the Atlanta Falcons facing off against the New York Jets and the Jacksonville Jaguars going up against the Miami Dolphins. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Sons of Liberty, I just seen a post go up where it says, you know, praise God, you know, he always wins. Yeah, he wins. He prefers not to work independently of his church, but he will if he has to. That judgment will first fall upon the disobedient, professed Christians that fail to do their duty before God and man. They're saying, hey, folks, I want to say something. Listen to me carefully. They're not suggestions. They're commandments. I know your little effeminate pansy up in the pulpit, the hireling, John 10:12. I understand. He's telling you, you know, the Lord spoke to me this morning and he asked me if I would do this for him. And I said, Lord, you know that I love you. You know that I'll do your biddings, Lord. And then the Lord says back, oh, I'm so appreciative of you. I'm so thankful that I've got people that will listen to my suggestions. Hey, let me say this, folks. That's the furthest thing from the truth. God is not like you. And first of all, keep in mind, he is not asking you anything. And the only thing he does ask for is to see your faith in action, period, if you have it. When the Son of Man comes back, will he not find faith on the earth? Hello? You know how many times I've heard people say that in the church? You know, the Lord asked me. Really? Man, that's pretty crazy. I can't find that in Scripture. I remember a guy in church one time. He's gone now. And interestingly enough, he used to sit there and tell everybody, you know, we'd have a praise and worship time, and then we'd talk, and just people would ask questions. Anybody got a praise report? Yeah. I remember one time the Lord asked me. And I just stopped him right there. I said, can you show me that in Scripture, please? Because I can't find that part. He asked you, huh? Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. I wonder if he asked Moses. I wonder if he asked any of the patriarchs. I wonder if he asked Noah. I wonder if he asked that of Abraham. I wonder if he asked Samson and Gideon. I wonder if he asked David. Wow. People have become so biblically illiterate. I'm totally embarrassed for you. To say the least, I'm embarrassed for you. That's not scriptural. 1-866-582-9933. Prove otherwise, please. America wants to hear it. 1-866-582-9933. Let me get back to this. I want to play one more thing. I see the calls up there. 1-866-582-9933. I'll take them in just a couple minutes. I want to finish making my point here because this next video is going to offend to no end. I want to play what's happening over through that of Ron Paul and his assistant, his co-host, came forward and they just played a video. This is brand new as well. This is a couple days old, and I just picked it up. But I want you to check this out again, friends, because listen carefully as to what's happening over in other countries. And pay attention to the countries that are being beat up by their dictator wannabes, their disarmed countries. Listen carefully to this, my friends. Here we go.
Next clip about Macron, because this is it's pretty chilling, actually. He says, from August, anyone who wants to visit cafes, bars, or shopping centers must show a health pass that certifies they've been vaccinated or recently tested. I mean, this doesn't seem like a super good idea if you're thinking about tourism, which France relies on. Think about the logistics of this sort of thing if someone's coming from other countries. But he also said something the other day, and I was looking for the quote and I couldn't find it, but he said something like, the unvaccinated should bear the brunt of the burden for their choices of not getting vaccinated. Punish. But he's not the only loopy leader.
Listen to this.
And I actually found this little clip yesterday. This is the Prime Minister of New Zealand. New Zealand has been insane, really insane, and this woman really needs to take some Xanax or something. But listen to this. I think this is the first, I forget, 27 seconds of this, but she's talking about, you can only listen to government for information on COVID. We are the only source of truth. Let's cue this up if we can and listen to this crazy woman.
We'll share with you the most up-to-date information daily. You can trust us as a source of that information. You can also trust the Director General of Health and the Ministry of Health. For that information, do feel free to visit at any time to clarify any rumour you may hear. COVID-19.govt.nz. Otherwise, dismiss anything else.
We are your only source of truth. That's when you have to start wondering.
That sounds like a dictatorship.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Isn't that what's happening here in America, friends? Isn't that what Jen Psaki just got done saying? She's calling for the big tech companies to further violate the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. As I've shared with you, friends, if you don't stop this, this tsunami is going to go right over everything and destroy everything that you are. You can go ahead and dismiss it. Go back to 14 months ago. Listen to the dream that I shared with the people. Not trying to be anything, not trying to play anything, friends. I just know when I get them, I got them. And you're seeing it play out in real time in America today. I want to go ahead and play this for you one more time. This is Jen Psaki in the White House. Now, put this up against what's going on in France, what's going on over in New Zealand. Oh, and by the way, also wanted to let you know, during the break, I went over because I heard in passing that they're going to mandate masks again in Los Angeles. Do you see what's happening? They're encouraged. The idiots in this country have added strength to these tyrants. They're encouraged. Are they getting pushback? Oh, you know that they are. There's a groundswell all across this country, friends, standing up against this tyranny. But are they stopping? Are they retreating? Nope, they're not. They're pushing forward. NPR, LA County will require, notice the wordplay, to people to wear indoors masks indoors, even if they have been vaccinated. They are depending upon the stupid, friends, is what they are. Let's go back to Jen Psaki really quick. And again, I want you to hear this. This is insane. This is America, friends. This is America.
So about, I think this was a question asked before, there's about 12 people who are producing 65% of anti-vaccine misinformation on social media platforms. All of them remain active on Facebook, despite some even being banned on other platforms, including Facebook, ones that Facebook owns. Third, it's important to take faster action against harmful posts. As you
all
know,
crazy?
Information travels
America.
Quite quickly on social media platforms. Sometimes it's not accurate, and Facebook needs to move more quickly to remove harmful violative posts. Posts that will be within their policies for removal often remain up for days.
As they attack the American people!
Too quickly. Finally, we have proposed they promote quality information sources in their feed algorithm. Facebook has repeatedly shown that they have the leverage to promote quality information. We've seen them
quality information only from the likes of Snopes
and they've chosen
and
not to use
their fact checkers. By the way, their fact checkers are all former useful idiots within the mainstream media. Quality information. Hey, folks, William Casey, CIA director, we'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people and the public believes is false. I did not say it. The former CIA director. Hey, folks, this is old news, by the way. This information concerning Operation Mockingbird has been known since the 60s and the 70s. Even before that in this country, the American people just kicked it off as a theory. Is it a theory, Americans? This is criminal activity coming from your said representatives. This, let me say it again. This is criminal behavior, Americans. This is criminal. They're the only ones that offer quality information. And if you question the narrative, they want big tech companies to shut you down speedily. And notice what they continuously name their programs. The opposite of what they name them is exactly what they're doing. Isaiah 5:20. We got Jeff calling in from Tennessee. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hello, Brother Bradley. This has got to do with yesterday's program. I know me and Harry Grotton down here in Maryville, we deal with it on a weekly basis about people. How do you get in touch with your council members? How do you get in touch with your state senators? How do you get in touch with your federal senators, your federal representatives? All you have to do is look on the back of your voter registration card. And if you don't have a voter registration card, you have no reason to complain. But on the back of that voter registration card, it gives you your county district number, and then you go to your state.gov website, tab your county commission, look for your district number, and every number of your county commissioners is on that list. It does for the state district, same way, your state district, and then it gives you your number of House of Representatives, number of senators in the state, and number of congressmen in the state.
Okay.
And you just go to US.gov, and you can get those federal numbers, and you can call these people, and they will return your phone call. They have to, by law. You can email them.
Have you called them, Jeff? Curious.
Yes, I have. I have emailed them. I get data, weekly emails from Central Blackburn and the other one, other senator, I can't think of his name, and then from our state county congressman. I get weekly emails from them. I've talked to my Blount County commissioner and have gone and met and sat down with them. They'll meet and see and talk to you. They enjoy talking. That's what they want. They want your feedback in what they're doing.
Have you had any? And that's great, because we do know that there's good government. If there wasn't, we wouldn't be here today. But the fact of the matter is, have you got any kickback from some of these said representatives where they didn't want to have this conversation with you?
No.
Amen. Amen.
No, not a big kickback.
Okay.
In fact, I've sent two emails to state senators about this guy over the ATF, And I got response back to them. Thank you for your response, and we'll look into it.
Amen. Jeff, I got a hard break coming up. I thank you, brother, from another mother, and I'm going to take this quick break. And, again, thanks for the information. It's important, friends. Let's get busy. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We will be right back after this break, 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I can say this. I think the truth is probably the most inspiring thing. And I think we need to get a lot more people under his belt, definitely. I just heard about Bradley an hour before I came here, and I respect every word he said. I stand behind this guy 100%.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we're talking about it is what they have been doing. Now they are saying it. And you see the extremities going on over in New Zealand and in France. And keep in mind, they're a disarmed people. I've said this 100 times, friends. Do you not realize that the people on a global basis are up in arms concerning the violations that are being committed against them by their said representatives in these countries that the mainstream media means to put up? They want to put them up as the good guys, acting as if they're doing something good for the people. No, they're not. Let me say it for a third time. Did you hear through the mainstream media the CDC, the corrupt CDC statistics in their records concerning the 12,000 deaths in 7 months following the experimental injections? You haven't heard a word. You haven't heard a word. I'm going to show you something in just a moment. I'm going to take Bori from Virginia. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Hey, Bradley, I have a comment for you. You're always talking about our government, but USC 28, Title 8002 says the U.S. USA is a federal corporation. It's not even part of the United States.
Yeah.
It's a foreign entity.
Yeah. You know, what? Can I ask you something, Borey? I get it. But you're kind of doing the Hegelian dialectic backwards here, okay? So why did that happen? You're talking about what took place, what, in 1878?
Well, it takes place for a long time, but, you know, we've been deceived. That's the problem.
Oh.
We are easily being deceived by these people.
So we're being...
So we're being the American people.
Yeah, so we're being lied to, so that means we just go along with it then, right?
No. The people are too dumb down to stand up, you know. They're waiting for Trump to save them or for Jesus to come in flying in a cloud and save them, you know. But people don't want to do nothing for themselves.
Right.
They are waiting for somebody to stand up for them and give them everything in their hands.
That's right.
Like that. Freedom is not free. If you want to be free, you have to fight for it.
Can I ask you, Borey?
That was my comment.
No, hang on with me because I appreciate this. Yeah. Where are you from, Borey?
Well, I am originally from Puerto Rico, but I live in Williamsburg, Virginia.
Okay, cool. So you came from Puerto Rico. Why is it that you moved from Puerto Rico to America? Because, listen, the point that I'm trying to make is we have someone that has assimilated into America that understands what we have, and yet the American people don't have it. Why did you move here, Borey?
Well, I was looking for freedom, but when I get here, I find out what they are not free. I'm enslaved from the system, you know? And people that live in this country, they don't do the due diligence to find out who they are.
Amen.
And I am from a foreign country, well, we are Commonwealth, but I come here trying to find freedom, and when I come here, I find out that I am more slave here than in my own country.
Yeah.
You know, and it's sad to say it, but American people are a bunch of cowards. They got a bunch of weapons, a bunch of mouth-talking, keyboard typing, but no action. You know, no action, no reaction.
You're exactly right, and I'm not saying that they all are, but I am telling you that if we were as good as everybody claimed to be, we wouldn't have what we're dealing with right now. And, Borey, it's a sad day in America. I'm thankful for you, and I'm glad you're here. I really am, and I'm glad you called in. But the fact of the matter is we have someone from Puerto Rico telling us what it is that we have, Americans, and he's exactly right. Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do, not what we want to do. Hey, I like hearing from you, guy. You call in again because I love when you weigh in and throw it out as to what it is that we need to hear because you have a different perspective and we appreciate it.
Thank you, Bradley. Thank you for all that you do. I got a lot of information from you. Thank you, brother.
Amen. Thank you. Listen to this. This is great. And again, here we are. I'm thinking of a quote and I'm thinking about how easily it was handed to us, and I'm hoping that I get this. I have this in several of my articles, and I'm trying to pull it up right now as our friend Borey was speaking. Here it is right here. This is D.H. Lawrence. Listen carefully, Americans. Men fight for liberty and win it. That's what our forefathers did. They win it with hard knocks. Their children, that's me and you, their posterity, brought up easy. They let it slip away again. D.H. Lawrence says, he said, you poor fools, and then your grandchildren are once more slaves. What we see on the horizon is something the world has never seen before, obviously because of the technology. When is it that the American people, just like Borey said, and rightfully so, are going to take responsibility for what's going on. Until Americans take responsibility before God, Acts 20, verse 21. Matthew 4, 17. Matthew 3, 2. Acts 2, 38. The list goes on. Mark 1, 17. Until the American people take responsibility before God, this is going to get worse. It's going to get worse. The message is, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. There's no easy way out of this, and don't expect God to do for you what he has commanded you to do. And I am so sick and tired of you little pansies walking around acting like you're Christians when, in fact, nothing could be further from the truth. You're a bunch of effeminate pansies using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. The devil can't even use you. And you're the ones that hide behind prayer. You're the ones that hide behind, well, God's going to do what he's going to do. Nope. You're a part of the problem. You weigh heavy in the body of Christ. And keep in mind what Jesus said. Either you're hot or you're cold. He said, if you're lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. And if you're standing on the word and you want to stand on the Lord's side, you better understand that them people deserve exactly what they get coming. What comes to my aid right now is something that Martin Luther, the great reformer, said back in the 1500s. The man that's ready for judgment, Hebrews 9:27, because we're all going there. Every knee's going to bow, like it or not. Revelation 21, verse 8, starting there. It starts in 5, but start there. But go to 8, and you'll understand what I'm talking about. The man that longs to be freed from violating God's word and what it is that Christ died for and to uphold, right? The man that longs to be freed from sin is the man that's ready for judgment. When you look at the world and look at the people that are using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh to continue on in their sinful lifestyles, I want to tell you something. It's a violation of the Second Amendment. You're transgressing God's moral law, and sinners that continue in their sin will die in their sin, and we all know where sinners go, because Jesus reiterated it 54 times in the Bible. Let me say it this way. Those that hate sin because of the punishment that you're going to receive, rest assured you have not repented of your sins before God. You merely regret that God is just. But when you love God for being just, you're on the other side of the spectrum. And I can safely say that you're on the side, and you're probably filled and probably born again of the Holy Ghost. John 3:3, Romans 5:5. I got one more point I want to make before the end of the show. And I want you to see this, because this is what you got. Remember how many times I highlighted this? Did you see that this is in May of 2013, or I'm sorry, 2021. And do you remember when the CDC came out and said, you know what, you don't need to wear masks anymore? Look at this little coward right here. Yeah, by the way, he's a globalist. His name is Ted Cruz. He's got 5 offices across the United States of America. I wish I had 5 minutes with this clown, because that's exactly what he is. He's a clown. He's an actor in the circus of politics. But listen to what he said. He's the legislator, okay? But he says, Cruz reacts to CDC recommending no more masks. He said it's about D time. Do you see what he's doing, friends? They're putting up the CDC as if to suggest that they're a legislative branch of government, when in fact that they're not. He's praising the CDC for saying no more masks when it's his job to stop the CDC from requiring anybody to wear a mask. They don't have the law behind them. They are not a legislative branch of government, but this is how the game is played. And this is, by the way, this is called administrative law. It's unconstitutional. He's trying to hand power to the CDC by acknowledging, finally, now we can breathe. Finally, the CDC tells us we don't have to wear masks. Why are your representatives submitting to the likes of the CDC, friends? It's completely upside down. And again, it's administrative law. You need to know the difference. I end the show with this. Men fight for liberty and win it with hard knocks. Praise God for our veterans. Praise God, first and foremost, for the captain of our salvation, Jesus Christ. Their children, you and me, brought up easy, let it slip away again. Poor fools, said D.H. Lawrence, and their grandchildren are once more slaves. Is that what's happening? If it is, you better get your fight on. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.